Ah, the WNBA. They want so badly to be accepted. They want so badly to be important. I don't have a problem with the WNBA. I think it's great that these women are given the opportunity to be paid to play basketball for a living. My issue with the WNBA comes in when they start bitching about not being paid enough, about wanting equal pay to the dudes. The NBA and its players have financially floated the WNBA for its entire existence. In a socialist country, the NBA would be the top, I don't know, top 5, 10% of the population who's making all the money. And the WNBA would be your normal everyday citizens living off government welfare. Even with that being the case, WNBA players believe that they're underpaid. Yeah, underpaid. When the reality of the situation is, if this were the real world and the WNBA was not being subsidized, the average salary in the WNBA would be $0 because that's how much profit they've generated in their 25 plus year existence. $0. Earlier this summer, the media was bragging about the fact that WNBA ratings were surging. Ratings were up 75% over 2020. That's all well and good, but when you have nowhere to go but up, when you're sitting at the bottom, staring up at the top, and you have nowhere to go but up, the only thing ratings can do are increase. The media's been reporting recently that WNBA ratings shot through the roof this season. The Athletic is reporting a 49% increase over 2020. Other sites are reporting a 24% increase over 2019. Now, on paper, that doesn't sound too bad. But when you add in the fact that the average WNBA regular season game drew just over 300,000 viewers, it kind of puts it into perspective. I saw something in my newsfeed the other day about that Teen Mom show on MTV. It was an article talking about Teen Mom's ratings and how they are tanking. The Teen Mom used to draw 2 million viewers every episode. The show used to be very, very popular. Now, they're averaging around 400,000. The media and the WNBA, they're bragging about drawing in 300,000 viewers per game, while MTV thinks 400,000 for one of their premiere shows is a disaster. If you wanted to know how unimportant the WNBA actually is, how not respected they are, and I know that's kind of harsh to say, but we don't sugarcoat things here on the channel. We tell it like it is. Feelings be damned. If you wanted to know how unimportant the WNBA really is, take a look at what happened to the Phoenix Mercury Thursday night. They were scheduled to hold a single elimination playoff game against the New York Liberty Thursday night. Single elimination. At this point, this was the most important game of the season. It would be the equivalent of LeBron James and the Lakers playing the Warriors in that play-in tournament a couple of months ago. You lose, you're out. This was supposed to be a home game for the Phoenix Mercury. However, their hometown arena, they weren't worried about the WNBA playoffs. They booked the arena for a concert Thursday night for some Colombian pop singer named Maluma. Maybe I'm out of touch, but I've never heard of Maluma before. It's not like this was a concert for Jay-Z or Beyonce, Elton John, some musical legend. The Mercury were booted from their home arena for some dude named Maluma. This is not only embarrassing, it is extremely telling of the WNBA status. It tells you the WNBA is not a priority in Phoenix. Yes, the Phoenix Mercury have a rabid fan base. They have one of the most rabid fan bases in the league. But it doesn't seem like the people working at the Phoenix Footprint Center give a damn about the Phoenix Mercury. They moved that game to Grand Canyon University. Just think about that. A single elimination playoff game, the most important game of the season. You're a professional basketball player in the WNBA, and you have to play your playoff game in a college gym. I mean, it just doesn't get much more embarrassing than that. And to make matters worse, this game was broadcast on national television. It was on ESPN2. Now, do you think this same thing's going to happen to the Los Angeles Lakers at the Staples Center for the playoffs? Hey, LeBron, I know it's game 7 tonight, but but we're going to have to move you over to UCLA so we can accommodate the Backstreet Boys concert. You think that's going to happen in the NBA? If the Staples Center approached the Lakers and LeBron James with that offer, they would get laughed out of their own building. You are not moving an NBA playoff game. You're not moving an NBA regular season game to accommodate a concert. I don't give a damn if Elton John's playing his final show. They're not going to move it. They are not moving the game. You're moving the concert. But not the WNBA, though. Some Colombian pop star has a concert on the schedule. The WNBA will move you down the street. It just goes to show you how irrelevant the WNBA really is. This happened in their hometown. Sorry, ladies. We have the opera here tonight. Can you play the game at a local high school instead? I shouldn't find this so funny, but the reason I do is because the media wants you to believe the WNBA is important. They want you to believe ratings are through the roof. Everyone's watching. When the fact of the matter is, even after all the media promotion, America still doesn't care about the WNBA. But let me know what you guys think about this. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.